Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello.
I see you got the change of location today.
Yeah, well, I decided, I'm very proud of myself. I encased my whole porch in mosquito netting in screen material. So actually the mosquitoes shouldn't be able to get me this time. So now I'm using the porch as my personal office. So hopefully it'll really keep the mosquitoes out. And Wednesdays might always be here. Okay, so we're gonna jump right into it because we're a little on schedule, both I think because of you guys and because of me. So let's do it. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful chag. I hope the Esrog, you guys are all giving your Esrogim to each other as a Matana L'Mahas L'Achzir. Hope you actually give back at the end, otherwise it won't work. And unfortunately, we're not actually going to get to that part of this again until next year, so we're going to have to wait a little bit. But we'll get there. Okay, fine. So let's get started. So we're going to start with we're skipping over the Shemitah Esrog Sugya. Beginning of Kiddushin just is drachim. In certain ways, drachim is a word, and it has a whole linguistic discussion. And then it's there's this Mishnah about Esrogim and Shvius. Then it goes into a tangent about that. Esrogim and Shvius and all that stuff, which is great, great timing year-wise, but not our sugya. And then the Gemara says, we started talking about the structure of the Mishnah and the formulation. And now, we want to know when the Mishnah says that, that's Shlosha Drachim. So why is that? What are we trying to say with that? Minyana Dereisha Lemute Mai. Minyana Deseifa Lemute Mai. So Minyana Dereisha Lemute Chopa. So the number in the Reisha is Lemute Chopa.
Rabbi Victor?
Yeah.
Are you meant to be sharing your screen?
Yeah. You have... Do you see the PowerPoint?
I don't see it. Oh no, now I see it. Sorry.
Okay,
that was me.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was sharing.
Sorry.
Okay, and just got to keep an eye on the. Always good to say something because it could always be your computer, but also could always be my side or some mysterious other issue. You never really know what the technology situation. So always good to say something. If you see something or don't see something, say something. Message from the NYPD. I am Shem. Okay. Sorry, just shout out for all the New Yorkers. So the Mishnah says, so Gemara says, so far so good in terms of the whole, I'm just going to actually resize the window over here with all your faces so it's not covering the text. Perfect. Okay, sorry. Okay, so right, so minyan to ratio lemute mai, minyan to seifa lemute mai. There's a number of shlosha drachim in the ratio. What's it? Minyan to ratio lemute chuppah. Because first option is that we're coming to be memai chuppah, to say that you can't get married, you can't do kiddushin by doing chuppah. Okay, ula rav huna, da amar chuppah kona mikal vachomer lemute mai. Okay, so Rav Huna says, well, actually, just so you know, you can do kiddushin through chuppah, right? Because chuppah makes nesuin, so kal vachomer should make kiddushin. Okay, now we're gonna hopefully do the sugya of Rav Huna and what he thinks about chuppah. But right, why is that fascinating? What does that play into? Just sort of that one liner, without really going into it.
Then nisuin's more of a big deal than kiddushin.
Right. Exactly, right? If we were saying, until now, right? If, we were, especially according to the Rambam, we were saying, nisuin is really the whole big deal of Ishos, and kiddushin is this the formal legal mechayiv. So Rav Huna says, well, if, Ishos is really in the nisuin, so then if it does nisuin, kal vachomer should be able to create kiddushin. Okay, now what's interesting, right? Why wouldn't that necessarily be true? Right, so I was saying, if it's a kal vachomer, if it makes nisuin, it should be able to make kiddushin. Right? That's assuming, right, two things. First, it's assuming that it's a bigger deal, right? Who says, right? We saw in the, you know, in, let's say, Rabbi Chilmi Paris, who said, no, like, really, Kiddushin is the whole Ishus, and Nisuin is the Matir, right? That's one option. The other way to, you know, deny it is to say, just because it's a bigger deal, right? Rambam says, yeah, all of Ishus is really Nisuin. Okay, but why would the Rambam, you know, in the Rambam's approach, why is Rifuna wrong? And we pass in against Rifuna.
They're two different kinds of things.
Exactly. Right? There's two totally different things. Right? Adarabba, even more so, it's one thing to say two different things. According to Adarabba, you can go a step further. Right? It's not only that there are two different things, although that's absolutely correct, but you can even formulate it in a more extreme way, which is the whole point of Kiddushin, according to the Rambam, was what? That there should be a Masa Acher before the Nisuin, right? The whole point of the Chiddush of Matan Torah is that there should be some sort of formal process before Ishus, you know, that gives it Kiddusha and gives it, you know, a formal status, right? The whole point is like, oh, Kod Matan Torah, you know, they meet up and they say, well, let's get married and move in together. Acher Matan Torah, what you have to do is you have to have a Masa Acher beforehand. Right, but if that's true, the whole point is to have a Maisa Acher beforehand. So you can't say, oh, if it works for Nisuin, then obviously it should work for Kiddushin. The whole point is to have something different beforehand. Okay, so right, so Rav Huna either, you know, might really disagree with that understanding of what Kiddushin is, or he might have a very different understanding, or he might just, you know, see Chuppah as being like really, really, really geschmack and powerful. Right, but that's just a fascinating idea. Once we've nailed down more or less what we think about Kiddushin, right, at least in the very basics. Now Rav Huna is coming around, right, and he's saying, oh, it should work me Kal v'chomer, but like, wait a second, right, as Alex is pointing out, we think they're very different things. The whole point is that they're two different stages, two different parts of a process, or two different processes even. So why would you assume that? Okay, so Rav Huna is just a very, you know, very interesting opinion. Okay, fine. But according to Rav Huna, right, who thinks that chuppah is koni, you can't say that the minyan of the resha is coming to mema'it chuppah. So instead, what's it? It's ute chalipin. It's definitely something that starts with a chet. It's just, you know, got to be either chuppah, and if it can't be chuppah, then it's got to be mema'it chalipin. So kadai tochamina hoil the gamar kicha kicha miste afron. I would have thought, since we learn now kicha kicha miste afron ma sadeh mikanya bechalipin. Since a sadeh could be nikne bechalipin, af isha nami mikanya bechalipin. I would say, oh, we learned it out from kicha kicha mistafron that you could do kiddushay kasef. So then, if kiddushay kasef works, then also, I would say that, you know, chalipin works, right? Kasef works, chalipin works, you know, why not? Okay. Kamash malan, that it doesn't work. Okay. Vei mahachanami, right? Why not? It's a very, okay, sounds like a good argument. Why shouldn't it be true? So the answer is, chalipin isnehu b'pachos mishava pruta, v'isha b'pachos mishava pruta lo mikanya nafsha. So chalipin work even if the kli that you're using, you give the other person a kli, and they in turn are makna you the sadeh, and you could use even a kli that's less than a shava pruta as long as it's a genuine kli. It's a davar mesuyam. It's a kli, not a fruit. It's actual, you know, object or vessel would be more accurately a vessel. So chalipin work even if it's worth less than a shavar pruta, and a isha b'pachos mishavar pruta lo mekanya nafsha. Now, right, that sort of just raises a bajillion problems. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Oh, lo mekanya nafsha dignai hula." Right, it's insulting. It's belittling. Right, to be you know, someone gives you like, I don't know, like a keychain that's worth like, you know, half a pruta, but it's a kli, I don't know, or like a, I'm trying to think of something that's like worth less than a shava pruta, a kippa clip, you know, harema gudeshasli, but kippa clip zu, kadas moshe v'yisrael, you know, b'toras chalipin, right? So, you know, it's a kippa clip is a kli, I guess, and the kippa clip is nonetheless, you know, less than a shava pruta, or I think a sewing needle, I think, is an example given for something that's shav pruta, but you get two, three, four needles per pruta. So says Rashi, right? It's gnai hula. It's just insulting. It's belittling. Hilkach batila l'toras chalipin b'kiddushin. Therefore, it's ineffective in kiddushin. Afilu b'klish yesh bo shavar pruta yahiv la b'lashon chalipin. It's not going to work. Adi yahiv la b'toras lashon kinyin o kicha o kiddushin. Okay? You can't use lashon chalipin because it's insulting, because it works b'pachas m'shavar pruta. So it's batal from toras chalipin, from kiddushin. Okay? Now, what's the problem here? The Rashi is very vague, right? He says, oh, it's lo mekanya nafsha. She would not accept, right? Or she is not going to, be makin it herself. Right? She's not going to agree, consent to this union because it's insulting. Therefore, it's ineffective categorically. Right? One, it sounds like a practical problem. It's insulting. It's a gnai hula. Right? But he says that batal l'toras chalipin b'kiddushim sounds more like not only does it not work, and not only does it never work, right, but it's fundamentally doesn't work. It's batal l'toras chalipin b'kiddushim. Right? The mechanism doesn't work. Which is just, I think it's just a very strange formulation if we're talking about like a problem because she's lo mekanya nafsha. Right? But the Torah's chalipin b'kiddushin sounds like, it as a mechanism just doesn't work. But if it as a mechanism doesn't work, then, right, why is he saying, oh, because it's, she's lo mekanya nafsha because it's a gnai hula. Right? Okay, so that's one problem. The other problem, and when it's, Rashi is also pointing this out, is that you're using the same object. Let's say I use like a golden, a giant golden like Wimbledon trophy. I think the Wimbledon trophy is like silver. Right? It's like this giant like bowl or something or plate. Yeah, so it's very geschmack, So, it's your prized possession. You go up to your fiance and you say, Arei mekudeshes li, but Wimbledon trophy zoo, b'toras chalipin. Right? So not only is it, solid silver, it's worth quite a lot. And, there's all this deep meaning to both of you because you're both huge tennis fans. But it's also, just worth a lot of money. But you're doing it, you use the Lashon Chalipin, and if you would have given it Bitaras Kesef, it would have been fine, right? But since you gave it Bitaras Chalipin, it doesn't work. Right? He's just pointing out that you're using the same object. If you would have used a different formulation, it would have been fine. But since you formulated it as chalipin, right, then it's a problem. He also points out it was lashon chalipin. The lashon is like the problem. But if you gave it bitoras lashon kinyan, what does that mean? Right? I know what toras kinyan is, right? Toras kinyan means, right, I'm using the legal mechanism of kinyan as opposed to chalipin or rekesef or kicha or kiddushin, right? But lashon kinyan or lashon kicha or lashon kiddushin sounds like the language is the problem, right? But if the language is the problem, right, let's say because the language is gnai hula, then, or the language of chalipin is insulting because it could be b'pachlat m'shava pruta and therefore it's gnai hula. Right. But then it's batel l'toras chalipin b'kiddushin sounds it's more a problem. So the mechanism is ineffective. But then at the end, should he say he has to use instead the mechanism of kinyan kicha or kiddushin? Okay, so Rashi's formulation here is just very, very vague or very confusing. It's very, got a lot of different like hints at different things. Yeah, Tehila.
I'm just trying to understand. In this case, would there be any nafkamina between like the mechanism and the language, because if you gave it to her without saying chalipin, it just would be kesa. So aren't you, doesn't the language switch the mechanism?
I think yes. Definitely you could, also just say no. He just means that if you give it that language, that means what category you're using, even though it's the same object. Definitely possible. I just feel like it's just bothersome or nagging, right? Yahila b'lashon chalipin. If he just said, oh, Lashon Chalipin or Lashon Kinyan, it would have been fine. But when he says, Bituras Lashon Kinyan o Kicha o Kiddushin, it sounds like, when he threw in like Bituras and then, oh, Lashon Kinyan or Kicha o Kiddushin, it just sounds like a little like, Do you mean Betorath Kenyan or like Belashon Kenyan? It was just like Lashon. I would say, oh, Lashon is means like if you had formulated it this way, then it would have meant category A. But if you formulated it that way, it would have meant category B. Right? But he does, but he like, you know, he uses the Lashon that's like a Betorath Lashon. So Rashi is very, I think Rashi is very, very difficult to know what Rashi really means. Right? Does he mean there's a mechanical problem? Does he mean that there's like a practical problem or it's like a sort of in between, you know, it's just, it's not totally clear. He's like using, it's in, so, you know, her personal experience, right? Gnai hula, hilkach, therefore it is categorically rejected. Batel alitoras chalipin bekidushin, right? Chalipin is not an effective, not a legitimate path to kidushin. And even if it's shavaputa, if he uses the language of Chalipin, that's a problem. Until he does it, right, in the, you know, in the legal sense of or Torah, the language of Kinyan or Kiyach or Kiddushin. It's just, right, it's just like a very, you know, he's like zigzagging between these different formulations. That just really jumps out at me in Rashi. It's just like a very unclear formulation. He could have just picked one, right? He could say, oh, it's Gnai Hula. So well, there's no Kiddushin, right? Or he could have said, oh, right, it's, you know, Bato Toras Chalipin B'Kiddushin. Now, also, there's another point. I think this is going to be important in a second. Batila, right, sounds like, you know, it could have been. We could have really thought it. Right, there's reason why it should be effective, but it's bata. Right, it got booted out. Right, you know, we had like this. We had a bag of all of our like kiddushin options. You know, originally we had like kesef shtar bia chalipin, right, and then we tossed out chalipin. It could just be saying, oh, we would have had this havamina. We're mevatel the havamina, right? But it sounds almost like we really had a havamina. It really should have worked. But, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't. Right? And again, the way he formulates Iyahiv la Balashon Chalipin, if he would have given it, if he gives it Balashon Chalipin, it doesn't work. If he uses Betorah, Slashon Kinyan, or Kicha, or Kiddushin, that would be fine. And again, it sounds like we're pretty close to saying that it works and it's okay, but Maisa is not. Right? And instead, we forced you to, like, reformulate. But it's not that we necessarily say like, oh, what you did was relevant or not relevant or not shaykh, right? Anyway, I, you know, you're all free to disagree with me on Rashi, just because I think Rashi, you know, you can interpret Rashi in a lot of different ways, but Rashi is very difficult. Rashi is definitely, you know, giving you a lot of food for thought. Okay, so Tosvos, yeah, Tila, back on Rashi.
I'm just curious, do you read Gnai Hula as like a kind of psychological answer? Because I think there's a way to read it as like a really interesting commentary on like the level of consent required in Kiddushin. That even if it's something that she wouldn't like, something she would accept, but something that degrades her and she doesn't like, even then that just that alone is enough to invalidate Kiddushin.
Yes. Okay, very good. Exactly. I think that's a very good approach, right? One way to take, you know, the most simplistic way to take it is to say, she's insulted, she didn't agree, right? Or, you know, because it's insulting, like the Torah is mevatel it, right? Which is, you know, really jumping from one end to the other, right? It says, oh, it's Gnai Hula, so personally, she's not going to accept it, but therefore, batel Torah chalipin means objectively, it's just not an effective way of doing it. So what Tehillah is trying to do is say, oh, well, maybe you could put those, some, you know, meet somewhere in the middle. Even if at the end of the day she agrees, right, she needs to agree, right, to something or in a way where it's not, she can't simply be, oh, like, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, yes. Right? Just like we said by, Mikadesh about, you know, Kofanosachi Omarotsani, Taluha Vizavin, Taluha Vikadesh, where you get a consent, but you get consent, right, not under ideal circumstances. So this wouldn't be, right, consent under, you know, unideal circumstances in the sense of it wasn't coerced, right? But maybe you need her enthusiastic consent, right? Maybe you need her consent to also be one that, you know, reflects that, you know, a sense of respect, right? Or that, right, I think it's formulated from her side. So I'd say it's from her side, right? Her consent needs to be of a respectful consent, right? Or, you know, I'm going to say like affectionate consent. Right? If it's a gnaihula, so she might say yes on like the technical, you know, like agreeing to whatever it is that we're agreeing to sense, but is she really, you know, is she really agreeing to this wholeheartedly? And maybe that in and of itself is grounds for us to, you know, take a step back and say, okay, well then, you know, that's not going to work. And even if she said yes, right? So I think that's a good idea, right? That there's something where on the one hand, it's subjective, you know, in the sense that we really do care about the fact that it is gnai hula, right? And even the lashon chalipin is not appropriate. So even if it's something valuable, it's still, you know, let's say degrading, but it's something that's impacting on her, but in a sense, it's universal, right? Again, we'd have to sharpen that to explain exactly how it worked. But yes, right? Like if you think that kiddushin is not simply that you the same level of consent that you would need in, let's say, dini mamonos, right? You need to allow it, but doesn't necessarily, you know, that might not be sufficient for kiddushin. So the fact that it's gnai hula, even if she ends up, you know, agreeing, if it's not, let's say, respectful consent, then it doesn't work. Okay, and it's very good, right? And then it's simultaneously like subjective, but it's universal. Right, because even though that, okay, and that would actually get us around one of Tosis's questions, right? Isha pachos mishava pruta lo makani nafsho. So pierce bekuntres mishum dignai hula hilkach batal the Torah's chalipin bekidushin. Vafilu beklishi yesh bashava pruta yav lo b'Torah's chalipin. Right, so even anything that's being done b'Torah's chalipin is not going to work. Kashal Rabbeinu Tam im kain pashta yada v'kibla tiskadish bepachos mishava pruta. Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't get it. If she, you know, stuck her hand out and took it and said, fantastic, great, so happy to be married to you, you know, made my day. I'm not materialistic, you know, love is all you need. And, you know, I'm just being accepting this, you know, this kli that's pachas mishava pruta as a purely symbolic gesture to show our, you know, commitment to our marriage. But of course, you know, like marriage is a dream within a dream. You can't put a dollar sign on a dream within a dream, you know. All you have to do is dream while you're dreaming. I'm dreaming, you know, you're dreaming. We're dreaming together. That's a dream within a dream. So let's get married, right? She's elated, right? Says Rabbeinu Tam, Kasher Rabbeinu Tam, Imkein, Pashta Yada V'Kibla, Tiskadish B'Pachos M'Shavar Pruta. Says, I don't get it. So then if she sticks her hands out, if he gives her a penny and he says, you know, this penny is the first penny that I ever owned. You know, he's a millionaire and he's like, this penny is the penny that I invested in my bubble gum, you know, to buy a stick of bubble gum, which I then sold to my friends in like first grade, you know, for a cent each, which like made me 5 cents. And those 5 cents I reinvested, you know, v'chu, 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 until until I became the world's richest man, you know, when I founded my whatever, you know, whatever company, you know, that now like, you know, makes little plastic doohickeys that like, are in every single device ever made, you know, this is that penny, you know, where it all started from. This is like the most important penny of my life, you know, and I want to give it to you, right? So she takes it, right? And, you know, they sign a prenup for half his net worth. Then why aren't they mekudeshes, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't get it. If it's about what she thinks, then at the end of the day, then it's subjective. And so it should depend on every case, right? V'od, kivan tali taima mishum de gnai hula im kain amailo parach be gemara bante der vyanai de kaptu anafshai vlo mikachi pachos mitarkava de dinri gechi de parach le kaman. Right, Bishamai said you needed to pay more than Beisela. Right, Beisela say it needs to be shava pruta. Right, Bishamai I think says dinar. I think it's a dinar. Right? So according to Beishamai, so the Gemara asks, why? Because the Beishamai says, oh, a pruta is not chashav enough. Right? So says, okay, so says the Gemara, well, if that's true, then Rav Yanai's daughters, right, they wouldn't marry anyone for less than $1 million. Right? If they said, Harei Mekudesh Asli with $999,000, they would, you know, they'd kick him out, right? They'd laugh him out of town, right? And block his phone number. So if it's about subjective, then why doesn't the Gemara bring this up when we're trying to, object to Beis Shammai's Shita, that it's, that it's subjective, right? Rav Yana's daughters were makbid. We don't say, Isha lo mitkadeshes b'pachos mitarkava didinri, because, some women would be insulted by anything less, right? Again, that's, personal preference is personal preference. And, right, then, where you are on the social hierarchy and the economic hierarchy are personal issues, which if she says yes, yes, and if she says no, no, right? V'od kasha, okay, so that's one's first question, right? If it's subjective, then it's subjective. So then, right, if she says yes, then she said yes, and she said no, she said no. V'od kasha, kivan disoka daitan, hashta, limigmar kinyane isha, mikinyane sade, inkein isha nagi tikni bechazaka kmosade. Okay, first question is, if the problem is subjective, so why isn't it subjective? And why would we think that chalipin should work? Right? So we have two opposite questions. Our first question is, why doesn't it work? Right? We said it's Wormamai. Wormamai because it's Pachim Shavar Kruto Mekanyan Afsha. And our question is, well, why not? Right? Then our question is, well, wait a second. If we think that a chalipin should work because it's hukash l'sadeh, right? We're going to learn out kinyani isha mi kinyani sadeh. So why don't we learn out, kinyan chazaka that also works by sadeh. Va'o dila kaman bai b'gemara b'shtar minalan umay bai l'megar mi sadeh. Right? When we, later on, we're going to learn out shtar from makish havaya le'utzia. Right? We learn out kiddush shtar from gittin. If we're learning out kiddush shtar from gittin, why don't we just learn it out from Sadeh? Sadeh is also a nickname of Shtar. Right? So he's saying, I don't get why Chalipin doesn't work, according to Rashi. And if we really think that we're learning out Kiddushin from Kinyan Sadeh, so let's learn out Kiddushin from Kinyan Sadeh and include Chazaka also. Okay, so says Rabbeinu Tam. Garcina b'pachos mishavar pruta lo mekanya v'lo garas nafsha. He says, first of all, take out the word nafsha. Right, it's not subjective, and we're not saying that she is not going to be makna herself. We're saying that it doesn't work. Right, pachim shavar pruta is ineffective by kiddushin, categorically. Right, not because of her opinion and her, her experience. Right, it's essential. It's not existential. Paid Natalia Milsa. It's not dependent on her experience and right her. Her hakbada and insistence that this is insulting. Ela hachi taima mishum de gamar kicha kicha mistei afron deksev be kesef upachlus mishavar pruta lo mikri kesef. He says Tosos, what's the problem by shavar prut by chalipin? What did we learn out? We didn't learn out kinyan. We learned out kiddushe kesef, right? And pachos mishavar pruta is not kesef. V'hamakshe shehekshe tchila, so what's our havamina? Ema hachanami b'shtar v'chazaka lo hekshe. Why not also shtar and chazaka? D'hapshita d'lo gamrinan ki chalasus isha k'chol anyanei sadeh. We're not learning out kiddushe kesef, kiddushin from kinyan sadeh. U'lahachem ibayilan l'kaman b'shtar minalan d'lo gamrinan misadeh ala kesef dafka. We don't learn out Kiddushin from Kinyan Sadeh, right? Diksebe Kicha, we learned out that Kicha Misteafron, that Kiddushin can be done Aide Kicha. Not that Kiddushin can be done, right, in the same way that you can be called a Sadeh. Vilo Parach Michalipin, Al Mishum Dehevi Kein Kesef. The reason why we want to know about Chalipin is because Chalipin is very, very similar to Kesef. It's a very similar Kinyan, right? Kein kesef dekra, sheish ben shavar pruta, v'hachi perusha, ima hachanami, shetipne isha bechalipin, kishish beosam chalipin shavar pruta, kein kesef dekra. Tvei mishtar sheish bo shavar pruta, dena tach sheish vashtar pruta, fine. Because all these are enough, v'chalipin shavar pruta domin le kesef. right? So I would say that Chalipin is very similar to Kesef. It's basically the same as Kesef. So if there are Shava Pruta in the Chalipin, assumes Tosus, only if there are Shava Pruta in the Chalipin, right? Tosus assumes that we would never have thought to, or we would have no source to expand into Chalipin without a Shava Pruta. But if it has a Shava Pruta, why don't we say it's the same as Kini and Kesef? We learn a kicha kicha miste afron, which means that there's kiddushe kasef, right? If chalipin is in kasef, why don't we say there's kiddushe chalipin? Because it's basically, right, you know, if in math terms we do like the one squiggly, which has it's similar to kasef. Maybe it's sufficiently similar that you could replace one with the other. Umishani, chalipin isnu bepachos mishavar pruta. What's our chiddush? What's our answer? At the end of the day, they work by pachas mishavar pruta. We know that pachas mishavar pruta is not kesef, right? Less than a pruta isn't money. And there's a certain minimum threshold for something to have monetary value. If it's less than a pruta, it doesn't have monetary value. And if it doesn't have monetary value, but you could use it for kinyan chalipin, proves that kinyan chalipin is not a form, right? Or not a twin to kinyan kesef. Okay? Now, in the totally distinct area of kinyan ishus, where we know that kesef works for kinyan ishus, I can't say, oh, well, kesef and chalipin are equal, and therefore, you know, if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, right? The chain rule, I believe. So Tos says, our Havamina is that the chain rule apply. Not the chain rule? I was giving the face. What is it? What's the rule? If A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C.
Transitive property.
Transitive property? What's the chain rule then?
Chain rule is calculus stuff.
Shoot.
Like, yeah, no. Yeah. Too complicated.
Transitive property. Fine. Good enough. Transitive property sounds better, to be honest. Right? So according to, by the transitive property, then, you know, if kesef is equal, is chalipin equals kesef, and kiddushe kesef works, then kiddushe chalipin should work because chalipin is kesef, right? Says Tosfos, okay, but you know if it works pachas mishavar pruta, then which is not money, so then it can't be kiddushe. It's not really kiddushe kesef. So if they're not equal, so and it's a different kinyan. So I have no source to tell me that Kiddushe Chalipin would work, right? So our my Havamina is what? My Havamina is that Kiddushe Kesef, Kiddushe Chalipin is Ke'in Kesef. I know that Kesef works, right? Because the Torah only told me that Isha is not Kichol Inyan Isadeh, right? It's only, the only thing we learn out from Sadeh is Kesef. We learn out Kiddushe Kesef from Kinyan Sadeh. We know that Kesef, right? So Kinyan Kesef works. And we learn out Kinyan Kesef from Sadeh to Kiddushin because of Kicha Kicha. I had a Havamina that Chalipin is Ke'in Kesef. You could use things that are not money to do Kiddushe Chalipin, to do Chalipin. Mimela, Chalipin is not a Kinyan Kesef. And if it's not a Kinyan Kesef, then the transitive property does not apply because they're not equal. Right? Fantastic. What is Tosel saying about Kiddushin, and particularly Kiddushe Kesef? I think Tosel is completely consistent with what we've seen earlier. Right? Tosel said Kiddushin. When we talk about kinyan by kiddushin, there's a kinyan. The kinyan is kinyan ishus, right? Not kinyan of mamon, right? It's not the same type of kinyan. We're learning out kinyan ishus from kinyan mamon, right? But at the end of the day, it's kinyan ishus, right? So I have no reason why I could possibly import a random kinyan from sadeh to kiddushin, right? Why should Kiddushe Kinyane Sadeh work for Kinyane Ishus? There's one Kinyan, right, which I know exists as a Kinyan Mamon, and simultaneously, in a parallel but distinct track, works as Kinyani Ishos, and that's Kasef, right? If Chalipin is Kinyan Kasef, then I could suggest that if it's Kinyan Kasef, then it can also work as Kinyan, as Kiddushe Kasef, right? Kamash Malan, it's not Kinyan Kasef, it's Kinyan Chalipin. And why on earth would I ever have any reason to assume or the right to assume that Kiddushe Chalipin would work as Kinyane Ishos, right? And so I'd have no Havamina to import Chazaka, and I know Havamina to import Shtar. I need a totally separate Makor for Shtar, right? I just know Kasef. I learned out Kasef from Sadeh, right? And therefore, if it works as a Kinyan Kasef, then maybe I could assume it's a Kinyan also for Kiddushin. It's a separate Kinyan. It's not just a subcategory of Kasef. And Mamela, there's no reason to assume that it'll work by Kiddushin, okay? So, at the end of the day, the reason why we reject Chalipin is not actually because of anything about Chalipin, right? And that's also why he says, oh, there's no Lomekanya Nafsha, because the reason why we're rejecting Chalipin is simply, why on earth would we assume that Chalipin works? Right? If I said, oh, you can do a Kinyan Chazaka on a Sadeh, right? Should it work for Kiddushin? No. Why yes? No reason to assume yes. And there's no reason to assume yes, then obviously not, because it's totally different, right? It's just a totally different type of Kinyan, right? Same reason why Alex was saying, well, why on earth would you assume that if something works for Nisuin, right, would you think that it works for Kiddushin? Right? In this, Erisin and Nisuin are different. So Kal v'chomer, if Erisin and Nisuin are different, right, Ishtos and Kinyani Mammon are different. So just totally, totally non-comparable. Okay, so that's Tosfos, right? The Ramban is very similar in many ways, but there's a small distinction, which I think is very important. I'm just going to answer Alex's question. No, Kinyan Kasef is Kone by Sadeh. It's not Kone by Kinyan Metaltalin. The question is that there's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether or not Meshicha is Kone or Kasef is Kone. And I think the way we paskin is that Midaraisa Kasef is also Kone Metaltalin, but Midarabanan Shema Yomer Nisfu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, right, that the seller can't say, oh, well, sorry, buddy, your stuff, after you paid, the fire broke out and burnt down all your stuff, but you already paid for it, so it's already yours, so it's all your problem. So we refrain from transferring ownership until it's actually in the buyer's hand. Right? The advantage is that this way, you always have the whoever is responsible for its well-being is also the person who owns it, right? Therefore, why? What's the biggest point is therefore they have chips in the game to make sure that it's kept safe. Okay. After you pay, if you back out, you get a mishapara, right? You can start calling down lots of opprobrium on the other party. Okay. So the Ramban, in some sense, is very similar to Tosfos. But I want to, focus on slight differences, which I think are important. Hello, Kasha. He says, wait a second. Kamashulan elamata tikne isha bechazaka demi desade. He says, wait, okay. If we're really, going to have this havamina about chalipin, what about chazaka? So he says, Tosfos is kasha about chazaka is bad kasha. Why? The ika lemeimar kivan she'ein gufa kanui lo sheicha bechazaka. Chazaka is a bad kasha. Why is it a bad kasha? Because you're not kona, even in Ishus, right? You're not being kona her beguf. Right? Chazaka is all about showing your ownership over whatever it is, right? You have a sadeh, you build a fence around it. That's chazaka. It shows that, it, bechefta is yours. That's not relevant, says Ramban, to Ishus, right? You couldn't have such a havamina, says the Ramban, because you're not really owning anything in Ishus. You're not owning anything. Right? And says Tosos, says Ramban, Hey Chasol Kadaitin, the Tikne Bachalipin, Mishum Desada Nikas Bachalipin, Vahalokamrin on Isha, and we said a Klau, Elakicha Shakasov Beisha, who the Gamrina Shahu Lashon Kasef, Umay Olam Lohokshu Isha, the Sada Klau. There's never ever a hekesh between Isha and Sadeh. The hekesh, there's no hekesh at all, says Ramban. The language of Kicha that was used by Kiddushin, right? We use our linguistic, you know, investigative capabilities to show that Kicha Shekasa V'Isha is Gamrina Shu Loshon Kesef. We're learning, we're not, there's no connection between Sadeh and Isha, right? Between Kiddushin and Kinyan Sadeh. There's, we know from the Lashon of Kinyan Kesef to Kicha of Kiddushin that there's Kicha of Kiddushin and Kicha by Asadeh, and those Kichas are both references to Kesef. They're not the same Kesef, right? But Kicha means Lashon Kesef. Why is it different than Tosvos? So it's more extreme than Tosa. Tosa said the same thing, basically, right? Tosa said, "Oh, like there's no hekesh between Kinyan Isha, between Kiddushin and Kinyan Sadeh, right? There's a hekesh between Kinyan Kesef of a Sadeh to Kiddushin, right? The Ramban is saying there's no hekesh between Kinyan Kesef by a Sadeh and Kiddushin, right? There's no Isha Kiddushin is hukesh to Kinyan Sadeh through of Kesef. There's no hekesh at all. There's no connection. There's no. It's not like we learn one din of this from the other. We never learned anything of Kiddushin from Sadeh. Right? Kiddushin is totally independent. We learned that the lashon, the language of Kicha, is lashon of lashon Kesef. Right? May olam lo hukshu isha lo Sadeh klal. The Toso says there's no real hekesh between them. There's a very limited hekesh between Kinyan Kesef of Asadeh to Kiddushin, right? And therefore we know that there's Kinyan Kesef, Kiddushin Kesef, sorry, right? The Ramban just goes a step further and says there's no hekesh to any part of Sadeh, ever, right? We learn that Lashon Kicha is Lashon Kesef from another instance where it's used by Kesef of Kinyan Sadeh, right? It's teaching us what the word means. It's teaching us, right, what we should understand from Kicha, but it doesn't actually have anything to do with Sadeh at all, right? Now, in terms of our earlier Sagios, I was on Ban Shita about Kinyan, about Lashon Kinyan versus Lashon Kiddushin. So I'm pretty sure that, right, the Ramban totally rejected it in terms of the idea of like, there's Kinyan. The Ramban says there's no Kinyan. I think he would actually follow, I'm trying to remember if he was exactly the same as Rashi or slightly, he had a slightly different formulation. I'll just open it up for a second. Where is that? Second, see if I can find it. See if I can find our Ramban. Gotta find the Ramban here.
The only thing I'm seeing on the Ramban is the idea that it's to half the mitzvah and the fact that it's not Bal Korcha because she needs to be willing.
So that one is definitely also the Ramban on the Shitaso. I have to find the Ramban on earlier, but that Ramban, when it came to the question of like Isha, our Havamina that would be Bal Korcha. So the Ramban says, like, what do you mean? You couldn't have a Havamina Bal Korcha because they're equal parties in the creation of the Kiddushin. Right, but I'm trying to find earlier. The Ramban also says earlier, I think, like much like Rashi, the Ramban says that when we use Lashon, you know, Lashon Akinyin, it's a linguistic point. It's exclusively a linguistic point. It doesn't actually mean anything Kinyan-esque. Sorry. So the same thing here. Right, the Ramban saying, Tosafot said there's a Kinyan, but we're talking about Kinyan Isha, so we're not talking about Kinyan Mamon. We're still talking about Kinyan, right? In the sense that there's the concept of creating a formal legal relationship between the two of them, and that idea has two manifestations. There's a manifestation of Evan Ezer of Kinyan Ishos, and separately, right, there's the idea of Kinyan by Mamon. And there are two separate things, but they're both part of the concept of Kinyan. The Ramban and Rashi's basically say that it's a linguistic point. It's just a way of saying, you know, that, let's say, I was trying to say for Rashi that, like, oh, it's really to emphasize that Kiddushei Kesef is the Raisa, right? But it's not actually, it's not a Kinyan. It's not even a Kinyan Ishos. It's just Ishos, right? Just Kiddushin. So the Ramban, I think here is, you know, this is definitely a good makar to emphasize that. More than Tosfos, who says that it's Kinyan, but it's Kinyan Ishos, the Ramban is saying, it's not a Kinyan at all, right? And you couldn't even have a hekesh to Sadeh, because we're learning out that when we said kicha, we mean do kiddushin with kesef, right? But you couldn't learn that out from Kinyan Sadeh, my kesher, right? Mandikar shemei. Me'olam lehuk shuiso sadeh klau. So he's saying exactly the same thing as Tosos, but he's just saying it in a much more, sort of chad v'chalak way, because he thinks that there's no parallel, no connection to Sadeh at all, right? And you could never even have a havamina. Even if you did think Chalipin would work, you wouldn't think that Chazaka would work, right? Chazaka is just not even remotely relevant, right? Tosa says, oh, but if you think that Chalipin should work and you think that you could be Makish at Sadeh, why not be Makish also for Chazaka? The Ramban says, even if such a Hekish existed, you would never think Chazaka, right? Because Chazaka is a type of Kinyan and there's no Kinyanim going on here. And you wouldn't, you know, we never actually had a Hekish to Sadeh at all. We just learned out that Lashon Kicha means kiddushin bekesef. Vinira the hachi karminan may kara the chalipin bechlal kichahim umidin kesefu sheribe osan hakasev ma kesef machlef hakarkabo vikone af bechalipin hilgach ach bechlal kichah shebi ishahim. Okay, the Ramban says, what's a havamina like Tosos is that chalipin is kesef, is like kesef. But what did Tosos say? Right, that chalipin b'shava pruta is ke'in kesef. Right, it's similar. Right, meaning when I was trying to apply the transitive property before, so the Ramban is basically, you know, saying, oh well, actually you can't necessarily really apply the transitive property because Tosus never was really, really, really saying the transitive property because we were always saying that it was similar. We're not saying that it was congruent, right? The Ramban is saying what? He's saying that it is kesef. Not that it's ke'in kesef. It's not similar to kesef, right? Not that, oh, I think it's similar enough that I could, you know, bump it in, but that it's exactly equal, right? That the transitive property would literally apply because it literally just is another way of doing kesef, right? Not that we would learn it out from Sadeh just like Kesef, because it's similar enough. It's that it is 100% exactly, you know, equal to Kesef. And therefore, when I say that Lashon Kicha means Kesef, so, right, Kesef, if I use a pruta, or if I use $1,000, or if I use Chalipin, it shall be the same if Chalipin is just another form of Kesef. Umefarkinan, Kiva de Ashgachan Chalipin Bepachos Mishava Pruta, Lav Bitoras Kesef Him, Konin. Afilu Kishiish Ben Shava Pruta, Elachidishu Shechitcha Behem Torah. Right? They're separate in Kolomar, Din Acher Husha Inok Bechlal Kesef Alo Shavelo. Right? It's not equal to Kesef, and therefore, right, if something works, Kiddushei Kesef work, that doesn't mean that Kiddushei something else would work. The Ishalo Amraba Torah Kinia, Elabe Kesef Hilkachin Chalipin Koninba. Right? So there's no reason to include chalipin as long as the Torah didn't say so explicitly, because we have no connection between kinyan and ishas, right? The Torah says that kicha, right? Ki yikach ish isha. We know that kicha means kasef, so we know that there's something called kiddushei kasef, right? Any other kinyan is irrelevant. The lo pirish zeh hachi garsinan v'ishav pachas mishav pruta lo mekanyan. Right? And obviously, you don't need, and that Girsa is wrong, because where does her, you know, where does her sensitivities come into it? Right? Where you'd even get such a Havamina? Our Havamina was just that Chalipin and Kesef are the same thing. Our Maskana is that they're not. And if they're not, there's no reason why it should possibly work. Right? If you dance the Hora, right? Or if you clap three times, that doesn't make you married. So why would Chalipin make you married? Right? There's absolutely no reason why it should work. Aval, Mixas and Ostosk, Shakasa Behen, Mekani Nafsha, Notos Lepersha Hashi. Right? And he says, you know, if you have the Girsa of Mekani Nafsha, so then you're kind of stuck with Rashi's approach, that like, really, it should work. But, you know, that doesn't sit well with the Ramban. Okay, so in terms of just like to sum up, Regalachas, Kine Chalipin, right? So either you could say, right, there's a real Havamina that it would work because it's a Kinyan, right? The Ramban and Tosos say, no, right? Just because something's a Kinyan, there's no reason to think it would work by Kiddushin, because Kiddushin isn't Kinyan. Right? Or it's not Kinyan Mammon. Just because it's a Kinyan Mammon doesn't mean it should work for Kinyan Ishus, says Tosfos. Right? So it's Kain Kinyan Kesef in our Havamina. So we'd say, oh, well, since it's a Kinyan Ishus, so maybe if Chalipin is Kain Kinyan Kesef by Mammon, maybe it would also be Kain Kinyan Kesef by Kinyan Ishus. Right? Kamash Malan is not the same because it works by Pachs Meshavapruta, and Pachs Meshavapruta is not money. The Ramban, right, goes a step further and he says, it's not good enough to be Ke'en Kinyan Kesef, because we're not even talking about Kinyanim, we're talking about Kiddushe Kesef, right? It's not even Kinyan Ishus, it's just Ishus, it's just Kiddushin, right? No Kinyan option, right? The Kinyan is just a linguistic point, in which case, right, you would have to say that it's 100% Sheve Erech to Kiddushe, to do Kesef. The Chalipin is simply, right, another form of Kesef. And then we could say, oh, well, if Kesef Kiddushin works, so then, right, different denomination such as Chalipin would work, right? Kamash Malan, it's not exactly equal to Kesef. And if it's not just a form of Kesef, then the transitive property doesn't apply. So far, so good? Okay, so we're going to stop here. And then we shall continue, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday.